But the holy Imam, in this night, this very sad night, from all over London, from different parts of London, it's a mission, but it's something we can do for our holy Imam to remember him in these nights. And as we started these sessions, we talked about the purpose of this life. And recapping, we talked about what is it we're doing in this life. Why are we on earth? And we touched upon some basic ideas. We built on the foundation. And I have pointed out that the most important source of information that we have as Muslims, as believers in Allah, in order for us not to deviate, not to keep on bouncing back and forth, to see and to find out exactly what are we here on earth, to have a standard in our life, to measure it with everything that we do, we use the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran, as we mentioned yesterday, alone, is not enough. It has to come with those الرَّاسِقُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ to interpret what's in the Holy Quran. Because yesterday, as you remember, inshallah, we divided there are verses in the Holy Quran, the firm verses, the fixed ones, and the ambiguous ones. المحكم والمتشابه and the ambiguous ones need those who are الرَّاسِقُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ and who has the knowledge of the book. And that is with no doubt pointing to Nankar Ahlul Bayt Salamullah Ta'ala Alayhim, the infallibles, who are our guide. They are the light that take us from darkness. Bihim, and through them we're guided. We see light through them and only through them. And we talked about how we need in interpreting the Holy Quran to take the ambiguous back to the firm ones, the fixed verses, to understand the Quran fully. In the Holy Quran, we found the verses that we are created here to worship Allah. And the worship is the means to the goal, and the goal is to reach the level of certainty. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ And then we saw also verses of the Quran pushing us and directing us وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ So we need, and we mentioned the verse Al-Hakum al-Takathur showing us, reminding us that sometimes we are oblivious of our Lord. We get to become forgetful. We forget. We indulge ourselves in everyday life. We forget to look at the goal, at what we are here for. Our main target in this life is not this life itself. It is eternity. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ What Allah has and what He brought to what He is giving to us is more lasting, is eternal. Putting all that in perspective. Knowing that our goal is not this life, brothers and sisters. That's a fact. See, the most amazing fact, which is a fact, you cannot run away. It's time every single day. Well, hopefully not that much, but it's not a lot. It's death. We tend to forget, but it's a good reminder. It reminds us, no one is living here, no one is staying here. We're going, this is a bridge. Rasulullah describes his life as a bridge. Have you ever seen someone building a house on a bridge? Have you ever seen that? I mean, what do you call someone who's building a house on a bridge? What's wrong with you? You tell them, what is wrong with you? And this life is a bridge. We are born this life, and then we are going to die. Newsflash. Death is coming unto all of us. So, knowing that we're dying, so there's something beyond this life. And the way we see it, Allah has the way in the Holy Quran, He tells us it's eternity. Al-Akhirah. خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى It is everlasting. Now, the problem is a simple message. You know this message, right? I don't think I brought some great news, something new. But the problem that we have, that we face everywhere, we get to be forgetful. We struggle through life. Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إذا السماء انشقت. See, Allah in the Holy Quran again, He is so wonderful in His description. He uses that power of imagination to steer us up, to make us think. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. Allah describes the heavens, the earth, when the earth is opened up and it throws whatever is in it. وَأَلُقَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضُ. Allah describes, as the heaven describes the earth, as the event of the Day of Judgment is coming, it opens up, وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ. It spits out whatever is in it. When you read the Holy Quran, the clear imagery of what is to happen on the, as the Day of Judgment is coming, it is so clear, you tremble. That's why those who read the Quran, those who comprehend it, those who take every single verse and compare it, it is so amazing, especially in Juz' al-Amal, last section of the Holy Quran, the 30th one. When you put the verses, you look at Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, for example, in one chapter Allah says, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ فَطَرَتْ. In Fatara, in the sky, what does he say? Breaks asunder. But in another one, he says, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ. It opens up. In Surah Al-Takwir, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انكَدَرَتْ. And he goes on and he says, وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. And if the sky is peeled off, my Lord. Now put all these things together. Look at the imagery that you get as Allah is describing the Day of Judgment. Something breaking off, something peeling off, something, a great event is happening. الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, the sun starts spinning. النُّجُومُ انكَدَرَتْ, الْجِبَالُ نُصِفَتْ, النُّجُومُ طُمِسَتْ. Unbelievable chaos. It's happening one after the other. Then Allah says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. And what do you know about the day of reckoning? The day that splits up the good and the bad, the good and the evil, the right and wrong. What do you know about it? SubhanAllah. Abdul comes up. أَفْرَاجَ يُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And every atom, word of good or evil, you will see it. SubhanAllah. If you look, if you see the verse in the Holy Quran, God shows you. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. Right there and then you see what you have brought forth. Unbelievable. So, having said that, we are here for eternity. We are here not for this life. Don't concentrate in every day. See, this is the mindset. I'm giving you a message. It's only 3 nights. I am trying to compact so much information, and some might, I do apologize for those who might be bouncing left or right, saying, you know, just you're just throwing too much at us. But I want to give you, overwhelm you a little bit, so you can see the importance of the message in this Holy Quran, to see the perfection of this message as manifested in the Holy Quran. When you look at it and you look at the big picture, you realize I'm not here for this life. I cannot be here for this life. Because Allah is sending you a message one after the other, and He is pounding you with it. So you realize your mindset, the way you live your life, is not all about here. This life is temporary. What you need to look for is the hereafter. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك نجزي من أسرف ولم يؤمن بآيات ربه ولعذاب الآخرة أشد وأبقى. See, Allah first shows you, tells you, eternity is more severe and harmful. Watch it. And also He says, وما أوتيتم من شيء فمتاع الحياة الدنيا وزينتها وما عند الله خير وأبقى أفلا تعقلون. What we did here in this life, what is it? It's just some pleasure you have. We think, okay, we have, you know, I'm not going to use the beamer tonight. We have a Mercedes, let's say. We like the cars. Okay, why? Well, we're happy. This is all we have. Creating the balance, brothers and sisters. We think this is life over. You think driving the car, the beautiful car, is cool here? Well, it's nice. Enjoy it. Don't take the wrong message. I'm not telling you, you know what, I am going to wear the worst of clothes. I'm not going to take care of myself. I am going just to pray day and night, because extreme on both ends are not good. It's the balance that Allah wants us to do. خير الأمور, the best of things, is in the middle. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw someone praying day and night, being out of the mosque, he told him, what are you doing here? Do you work? How do you sustain your living? He said, oh Prophet, my brother takes care of me. He goes, your brother is better than you. You must live this life, but with balance. That is what we're trying to say. And the balance is achieved when your mind is processing everything it is going through on a daily basis according to this mentality. I'm not living for this life. I am made for the hereafter. It makes little things are little. Insignificant things seem insignificant. You know, I don't care if people, what? I mean, some things are something that are ridiculous in this life, seriously. And we make a big deal out of it. And we make a huge deal out of it. Allah told us, don't worry about these little, don't kill yourself over these little things. Seriously. Focus on the big picture. Look at the big picture. Look at eternal life. That is what He's telling you. As we're doing this, how can we sustain this idea, this mentality? First and foremost, you need a great and perfect example in your life. I think it is obvious, and I don't need to delve into it a lot, that the best and most perfect example to us on earth that was brought to us from Allah Azza wa Jal are none of the Ahlul Bayt of Allah Ta'ala alayhim. Manifest and go forth by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the perfect intellect that Allah Azza wa Jal, when He created that intellect, He said, أَقْبِلْ فَأَقْبَلْ, come forth and came forth, أَدْبَلْ فَأَدْبَلْ, go back and went back, قَالَ بِكَ أُجَازِ, with you I reward and with you I punish. And that perfect embodiment of intellect was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the sisters, and that's why we say the whole universe was created for the sake of Ahlul Bayt. Because they are the perfection of that intellect. So, we look at that. We see Ahlul Bayt. We look at Ahlul Bayt. We learn from them. We learn from that perfection. We look at Imam Ali. We look at the Prophet. We look at the Imams. One after the other. We look at the Lady Fatima and brothers and sisters. One of the most important things that we all need to look at, our heart needs to be gravitated towards it, is the holy awaiting Imam al-Hujjah al-Muntadha sallallahu alayhi wa ta'ala wa ajal Allah ta'ala farajah al-Shaykh.
Right?
For the past 2 nights I've been on a very strict timeline. Tomorrow I'm leaving, so tonight I'm going to take my time. If they want to yell at me, they'll yell at me. So, I do apologize if I take a little bit longer, but I'm trying again to squeeze a lot of ideas and thoughts in just little time. And I ask for your forgiveness if, not somehow, I can't cross the boundary or said something that might have offended someone. I do apologize. But again, it's sometimes you have an idea you want to bring it across, and we hope Allah Azza wa Jalla accept the little that we offer these nights. In order for us to sustain that idea and to push it in our life, to work and dynamically work with that idea, know that, you know, every day when I see anything in my life, when I work with everything in my life, it is not for this life, it's for the hereafter, it's for eternity. Some factors will play a role, and some ideas, I need to keep on reviewing them. The example, we know what it is. Rasulullah said, إِنِّي تَعَلِكُمْ فِيكُمْ الثَّقَلَيْنِ, I am leaving behind me the two ways. What are the two ways? كِتَابُ اللَّهِ, the Holy Book of Allah. Number one. Does He stop there? No. وَعِتْرَتِي أَهْلَ بَيْتِي, and the household of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بُوْقُ لَا وَلَيْ يَسْتَرِقَى, they will not, they cannot be separated. This is the silent word of God, and they are the talking word of Allah. So, that's one. We need also to realize something about what we are as human beings. And again, you go to the Holy Quran, and Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard wal-jibal fa'abayna an yahmilanha wa'ashfaqna minha wa'hamalaha al-insan innahu kana zaluman jahula. فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. الأمانة, a trust. We, you and I, are trust. What is that trust that Allah gave to each one of us? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. The owner. To him, everything goes back. That by itself, how many times do we repeat Surah Al-Fatiha? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'bud wa Iyaka nasta'in. Allah in Surah Al-Fatiha is trying to remind us of something very important. That's why we read it so many times. Malik Yawm al-Din. I walk and I say, I own this. I own what I wear. I own my house. I own my car. I own this. I own that. Allah is reminding you. No. I don't think so. You think you own it? Allah is Malik Yawm al-Din. True. And real ownership is true. Allah. You are only a keeper of things. You only keep things. Because you know how amazing sometimes? I bought a new car. And, you know, the first time you buy a car, you just, it's a brand new car. By the way, company gave it to me, so I don't really take, put a lot of money on it. But it was, you know, you have something new, it's something nice. I won't tell you what type. But it was amazing. I parked it in my driveway, you know, got into my house. And I'm about to leave to go to the bakery, get something to eat. About had it for maybe a few hours, 2-3 hours. So I come out, and subhanAllah, God has given me a message. It was key from one end to another. Completely key. SubhanAllah, I looked at him. I said, you know, it was nice while it lasted. Right away, that beautiful thing. It was so nice. I looked at it, you know, brand new, tinted, and all that stuff. And then, right away, after you see a key, it means nothing. It's like all now. What is this? Nothing lasts. Seriously, nothing lasts. It's so amazing how things go. Suddenly, ooh, it's the best thing. Now, and you know, everyone gets bored. If anything new that you get, have it for a little bit, and then what? You get bored. Now you want to change it. So, am I saying something that, I mean, anything, the first, the glitter, the beauty, ooh, I like it. But then have it for a little bit, so I thought, how can I get rid of it now? Find it and then forget it. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So as a man, we are trusted with our soul, with what we have. That is why suicide is haram. You don't commit suicide because you do not have, you do not own yourself. It's not yours. It's for Allah to take whatever He wills. So this is the number one thing. Knowing and realizing that what you have is for Allah to take. So you have to take care of it. Allah in the Holy Quran says, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And the soul and how He created it. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. He gave it guidance. Good and bad. Allah showed us by the way. Evil and what? And good. It's right there in front of us. Our soul knows it. He showed it to us. فَإِنْ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Lucky and victorious, the one who takes care of it. But the one who puts diseases into it, oh, God help him. Again, Allah said, I gave you this. On the day of judgment, I gave you this. How well did you take care of it? How well did you take care of it? And you think you can bounce back and forth and forth on Allah on the day of judgment? No, I don't think so. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah in Surah Al-Mursalat, a beautiful chapter, brothers and sisters. Surah Al-Mursalat. I would encourage every single one of you to read it. As Allah is crying at the beginning, as the day of judgment, the day of reckoning is coming up, and He says, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. On that day, woe unto the rejectors of the truth. Allah says, in other words, watch it. أَلَمْ نُهْلِكِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Didn't we take care of those who came before you? Allah is telling you, look outside. Look at history. What happened to those who stood up against Allah? We took care of them. ثُمَّ نُتْبِعُهُمُ الْآخِرِينَ. And then, those that fell, they revolted against us. We took care of them too. كَذَٰلِكَ نَفْعَلُ بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ. Those who committed that kind of crime, we'll take care of them. Don't worry about it. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Then Allah goes on to the chapter. Here's what I want to point out. He describes the coming of the people that are being raised up from the dead. And then, on the day of judgment, we raise up and we see heaven and hell, and we see all the things that Allah has described in the whole Quran. What does He say? انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم تكذبون به. Allah is looking to those believers, to those people who said, Allah told them, don't do this. See, ibadah that Allah told us that we need to do in order for us, He put us here on earth to do worship, and through it He will test us. It's a matter of test, good or bad. See how things come together. Allah trusted you with what you have. But He is also testing you to give you something and turn around and say, okay, have fun. Then how am I going to heaven and hell? Why does He warn me? Why does He tell me, do this and don't do that? Why does He tell me, worship? So worship is a means of testing me. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about being tested. الَّذِي He, Allah, who created you, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. To test you, who of you is best in work. It's all about testing. So He gave you this cross, and now He's testing you. And what does He say? وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. He's telling you, when you go on the day of judgment, when you're raised and brought back, and I'll tell you, woe unto those who rejected the truth. Why? The first thing, those who said, you know what, some people don't say, but they acted. They have judgment. Allah. Heaven and hell, nasib Allah kareem. Why don't you pray? Why don't you fast? I'll start fasting tomorrow. Pay your dues. As the zakat, the khumus, etc. One day, inshallah. Or the brothers or the sisters, the children, how they talk to their parents. Well, Allah tells you, وَاخْفُضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. How do you talk to your parents? I see some children, the way they talk to their parents, they're not children, they're sons and daughters now, they're old, they're 15 and above. They yell at their parents. You don't understand who's the father and who's the child at this point. What happened? وَاخْفُضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. وَلَتَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Don't yell at them. Don't buzz them around. Kindly talk to them. What happened to them? Allah is telling you. This is the rejecting some of what Allah is giving you. On the day of judgment, He tells you, oh. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. When you see hell, when you see heaven, you know, Allah says, you will know what you found, what you did in this life is right in front of you. Right there. You will know where you're going. You will know what you did. Then Allah is directing the message on the day of judgment to those who rejected His message. What does He say? انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم تكذبون به. Go, run, charge towards what? What you used to say, it will never happen. انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم تكذبون به. انطلقوا إلى ظل ذي ثلاث شعاب لا ظليل
إنها ترمي بشرر كالقصر كأنه جمالة صفر ويل يومئذ للمكذبين.
Allah describes those, imagine that fire of hell coming from three, the three prongs around you, smoke, everyone flame fire trying to reach you, stake you, eat you. And you used to reject that. Go and eat it right now. My Lord, just remember that. That is in the whole Quran. God is telling you it's happening. That he says, describes those people who rejected the truth in this life.
هذا يوم لا ينطقون ولا يؤذن لهم فيعتذرون.
This is a day that they are speechless. They cannot say anything and they will not be given the chance to give excuse on that day. It is a little bit too late.
ويل يومئذ للمكذبين هذا يوم الفصل جمعناكم والأولين فإن
This is the day we gathered you and everyone, those who came before you, those who came after you, everyone is gathered. Tell us, show us your tricks if you have any to show. Do they have any to show that day? It's a little bit too late. Why? They forgot the message here. Brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't want to scare us only to because He wants to scare us. He is reminding us the message is this life is temporary. You are trusted, entrusted with something. Don't forget. Don't abuse it. Don't misuse it. Always remember Allah Azza wa Jalla in everything you do. It is such a crystal clear message if we forget it all the time. This life, Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He talks about it, He is pounding us with these messages. Yet in Surah Al-Baqarah, what does He say? Surah Al-A'la, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. And He goes on and He says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى. Remind the people, maybe that reminder will be beneficial. Maybe they will benefit from it.
سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَن يَخْشَى وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى.
Your advice, your reminder, is two ways. One will take it and one will avoid it. Al-Ashqa, the one who's going to be punished, the one who's losing at the end.
ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى.
You avoid my message tonight, today? You avoid my message in this life? You know what? What will happen to you?
الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى.
You'll be punished severely in hell. You will not be alive or dead. You don't know what might happen for you. You'll be so taken. Your breath will be taken away. Oh my Lord, on that day, what will happen to you? That's what Allah says.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى.
أَفْلَحَ, the one victorious, the one that did it the right way. Who is that?
مَنْ تَزَكَّى,
the one who followed, built himself, cleansed himself from all the diseases, did not allow Satan to penetrate in his heart, in his mind, kicked him out.
وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى.
And he mentioned the name of his Lord and he prayed. See, brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the verses that I read from the Holy Quran, describing the people how sometimes arrogant and oblivious they become.
إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ.
Save who? Those who pray. Is that enough? I want you to just focus on this following verse. If worshipping, praying, that's it, I'm done? No.
الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ.
Praying once or twice is not enough. You need to be consistent. And Imam Salih alayhi salam tells us, don't. Some people start Shahr al-Allah and says, oh, you know what, I'm going to start. I'm opening a new life, a new page in my life. I'm putting all these resolutions, you know the resolutions we have every new year? So Ramadan is the new year for the Muslims. Okay, now I'm putting new resolutions. I will do this, I will do that. I won't read the Subah. I'm going to read the Dua al-Sabah. I'm going to pray the morning prayer. I'm going to read the supplication. I'm going to pray on time. I'm going to do that. I'm going to read this Dua. That Dua every night. I'm going to read Dua al-Sabah. Every single night. It's about 10, 15 pages. Oh God. I see people, oh my God, they're so encouraged there. I just followed it. Oh my God. The second, third night, it's like, oh. By the time it's all so, I was like, do I really have to wake up on the end of it? Why? It is not about how much you do. The Imam said, I tell us that. It is not how much you do, it's how consistent you do what you do. Little you do is better than a lot you do it up and up. You do it one day, and next day, I don't know. No. Do something, but be consistent is what you do. Brothers and sisters, I see, mashallah, the Shabab, the brothers and the sisters. Wonderful work that they do here. Wonderful work. I encourage you to come together, to do work together. This is, we need each other. We need one another. We need one another, we feed on one another. Why? Because it is important for us to understand and come together as a community, as a group, as lovers and followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim of the Prophet wasalam, to spread the message, and we have to do it all together. We don't do it alone in groups trying to, okay, no, this group, I will do this because this group did that. No, brothers and sisters. This is haram. Don't start doing work just because someone else is doing it. You know what? Oh, he's praying. I'm going to pray to show that I'm praying. He can't only go up and pray. Some people, when it comes to the night of power, you know the 100 rak'at, the 100 prayers they have to do? Oh my God, they're so diligent. Up and down, Allah goes on, Allah goes on, Allah. Well, you know what? Suddenly, the mosque is empty. It's like, so I don't have to keep on doing it. No one is here to watch me. And they stop. This is not good. You don't do things for the sake of people. You do things for the sake of Allah and only Allah. Do not, brothers and sisters, do not do things for the sake of people, because let me point this out to you. And help me with salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ali salat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
ثالثة يرحمكم الله. Brothers and sisters, we do things sometimes to impress people, to impress each other. You know, those who are engaged, who are married, sometimes do things to impress your wife, to impress your fiance, to impress your future fiance. Oh, I have to come to the meetings tonight. I have to look religious. I have to impress my future father-in-law. Oh, I have to do my prayers very well. I have to take my time. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Where is it? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Oh, someone call him. I can't go on this topic. This is all like this. And you're taking your time. You're trying to impress. You're trying to look good. And you sit down with the holiness. Oh my God, it's just so shimmering, it's unbelievable. And suddenly the news, oh, they're not coming tonight. What the hell? Now I do all this for nothing. What you do to other people will last as long as these people last. You do something for a friend, that thing is lasting as long as that friend is lasting. But if you do it because you love your friend for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Sometimes I'm asked to ask interesting thing. The brothers, please, if they could, tonight is the night of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, who is the most humble man. He's the man that gave his life away for Islam. He's the man that humbled himself in every way, shape, or form. So I humbly ask you, because we don't have enough seating, if the brothers could kindly comment on the carpet. Thank you very much.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
we do what we do in this life, brothers and sisters, we need it to revolve around Allah. Why? Because suddenly what you do is for who? It's for Allah. And brothers and sisters, Allah is the everlasting. What you do is everlasting them. Because when you're trying to impress someone else, that impression will last as long as that person lasts. And then suddenly he's under the ground and he's dead or she's dead. It's gone. But when you try to impress Allah the Almighty, that is recorded. It's taken down. It's never, never forgotten. So, we say that there are the following things. Let me recap a little here. Allah created us. He asked us to worship Him. The ibad, the worship that He asked us to do, is to get us to a level of certainty, knowing Him, realizing what He sent us here for a reason, that we are here not for this life, we are here preparing for the hereafter, the eternity, just try to think and comprehend this word, eternity. Don't you want to do something for eternity? If you have two jobs right now, someone tells you, you know, this job, if you work for this job, you're going to get probably 2 months. In this job, they'll pay you for 2 months, and that's it. But if you do this, you will forever be paid. You will forever be taken care of. Now tell me, which one will you choose? Temporary or forever? Forever. Unless you need some psychiatric help. Right? You will always look forever. What is 60 years? What is 70 years? Brothers and sisters, look at you. MashaAllah, young man and woman. We are all still growing. Very soon, you look back and suddenly 60, 70, and the death is overwhelming. You don't know when it's going to come. I swear to God, you have no idea how it comes into us. It takes in a way that is unbelievable. And then suddenly you see yourself going into that grave. الإمام سلام الله تعالى عليه الإمام زين العابدين عليه السلام tells us, can send this message to us in the dua. سيدي أخرج حب الدنيا من قلبي. Oh my Lord Allah, take the love of this world from my heart. واجمع بيني وبين المصطفى. And join me with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wa khatam al-Nabiyyin Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wa nuqulni ila darajati at-tawbati ilayhi. And he's teaching us, oh Lord, raise me to that level, of repentance. So I remember you. وأعني بالبكاء على نفسي. And help me and aid me to cry and to weep and shed tears on my own self. فقد أفنيت بالتسويف والآمال عمري. Why? Because so much I kept on saying, God, one day I will. One day I'll pray, I'll start doing this, I'll stop doing this, I will, but I never did. It's only hopes. I prolonged myself with hopes and promises, false ones. وَقَدْ نَزَلْتُ مَنْزِلَةَ الْآنِسِينَ مِنْ خَيْرِي. But look at me now, I'm going down the grave. Look at me, I cannot go back. I cannot go back and say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. I wish I brought forth to my life. It's too late. فَمَنْ يَكُونُ أَسْوَى حَالًا مِنِّي. Who would be worse in situation than I, O Lord? إِنْ أَنَا نُقِمْتُ عَلَى مِثْلِ حَالِي إِلَى قَبْرِي. If I was taken in the situation of my Lord to my grave. وَلَا لَمْ أُمَهِّدْهُ لِرَقْدَتِي. I did not prepare my grave.
way for myself. I have prepared myself for that situation. ولم أفرش بالعمل الصالح لرجعتي. The good deeds were early, my Lord. I forgot to do them. وما لي لا أبكي. And why don't I shed the tears? ولا أدري إلى ما يكون مصيري. And I don't know where I will end after my death. Heaven, hell, punishment, reward. وما نفسي تخادعني. And myself, my souls keep on trickering me, keep on giving me false hopes. وأيامي تقاتلني. And my days are passing. Do you realize, brothers and sisters, our seconds, time is not money. Time is either reward or punishment. Listen from this dua. Learn from this dua. You learn that time is either a reward because you did something good or punishment because you did not use it. Well, that second when it passed by, it's never coming back. And oh my Lord, why is it that I don't cry? And I see the wings of death are flocking near to me. Why is it that I don't shed the tears? Why don't I shed my tears? The departure of the soul. I shed the tear as I see my soul is departing my body. I shed the tear because the darkness of my grave as my soul is entering that grave, departing my body. I cried because I was raised back from the day on the day of judgment, carrying the load of my sins on my back. أنظر مرة عن يميني. I look to my right. وأنظر مرة عن شمالي. I look to my left. إذ الخلائق في شأن غير شأني. Everyone has something to worry about. No one had any business to do with me. لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. وجوه يومئذ مسفرة. There are faces that are frowning. ضاحكة مستبشرة. And there are ones that are smiling. ووجوه عليها قبرة. These faces that are frowning, they're dusty. ترهقها قترة. وذلة. So humbled and humiliated. These faces after they saw the day of reckoning. Dear brothers and sisters, this is what the supplication is supposed to remind us of. We read these supplications of the Imam alayhi salam. Why? Why? So we can remember what is going to happen to us. These beautiful recitations the brother before me was reading. So wonderfully, so eloquently, that beautiful voice echoing should hit your heart. Your soul should be strike with it. Every single night, you hear dua istikhara. You hear dua kumay. Why do we have to? Why don't we get together every Thursday night for dua kumay to listen to what the Imam alayhi salam has to tell us, has to give us, to deliver it to us? Read dua sabah and see the beauty of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam and his eloquence, his words. فوق كلام المخلوقين, above the words of the creation and below the words of the creator, as he says, اللهم يا من دلع لسان الصباح
بنطق تبلجه وصرح قطع الحين المظلم بغياره تلجلجه وعكن صنع الفلك الدوار في مقادير تبرج الإمام عليه السلام. Beautifully described this universe. Brothers and sisters, do you want to know who Imam Ali alayhi salam is? All of you open the Jibalaba and read the first chapter, read the first sermon, the sermon of the creation of the universe. Imam Ali alayhi salam describes the universe, the creation of the universe, as is someone witnessing what's happening because of the knowledge that he possessed. Why do we turn away? Why don't we go and take and love Imam Ali alayhi salam? Because he is the gate of knowledge for the city of knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa ala dhikr al-salat ya'ala al-salat. Allah the Almighty again reminds us again and again in different chapters of the Holy Quran of this test that we will take. Again, I want you to recap this. We have a trust, a money we're given, that's you and I, our souls, that we need to change. We cannot let go. We cannot just say, prolong, promises, hope, we'll get better, we'll do something about it one day. No, now! Drop everything and just direct yourself to Allah. Say, oh God, I will be your servant from now, not tomorrow. Not when I get back home. Not when I see this or see that. No, right now, I'm right here. And direct yourself to Allah. And free yourself from the chains of the law of this life. And direct your soul towards Allah. Why? Because, brothers and sisters, we are here for a test. Always have this idea pounding in your head. It's a test. Everything is a test. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَا ابْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَا ابْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَنِ كَلَّا بَل لَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمَ وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما. الله عز وجل is telling us all this is a task. All this that you have, you undergo as a task. But you still love this wealth. You keep on hoarding this wealth. Don't do this. Then Allah again reminds you. فلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا. When the earth is pounded, what a pounding it is. وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا. And Allah Azza wa Jal with all His angels are brought forth. وجيء يومئذ بجهنم. And on that day, Jahannam, the fire of hell, is brought forth to you. ويومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى. يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي. He says, I wish I have done something for this life. Brothers and sisters, Allah عز وجل says, ألم نخلق ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين. Didn't we give you ear, the eyes, tongue? Why? And we showed you the way. Don't go astray. Remember, keep that in your mind, that you are here for eternity, not for this life. You are entrusted. Carry it. Carry that trust. So when you face Allah on the day of judgment, you are happy. And you are being tested in this temporary life. These three messages. Bala, test. Temporary life and trust. The example that you follow to get through the test, to make sure you carry the trust, to remind yourself that this is temporary, is Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, because we see what they have gone through. Look at what Imam Ali alayhi salam gives his son as a will. بني من الوالد الفان. He's addressing his son. He's talking about himself. Look at the love he has to Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam. من الوالد الفاني المقر للزمان المدبر العمر المستسلم للدهر بناي تزوجتك بعضي. I found you, but you're a piece of me. بل وجدتك كلي. No, you are all of me. حتى كأن شيئا لو أصابك أصابني. And as if something happens to me. ولو كأن الموت لو أتاك أتاني. And if death was to come to you, it is like it came to me. فعناني من أمرك ما يعنيني من أمر نفسي. And that's why I care for you. الإمام علي عليه السلام and all of Ahlul Bayt عليهم السلام, they had the most severe tests. Bala? You want to talk about Bala? The severity of the test that they had? So we cannot complain, brothers and sisters. You think we went through much? You think we're going through much? Allah Azza wa Jal made Ahlul Bayt عليهم السلام the example of going through Bala, so we cannot complain. And as Imam Ali alayhi salam, on this holy night, he had gathered around him Lady Zainab, who witnessed so much in her life. You want to talk about being tested? The test Lady Zainab alayhi salam went through. Lady Zainab tonight, as she's witnessing her father is about to depart this world. Lady Zainab, she was in tears. But you know, brothers and sisters, Lady Zainab alayhi salam was in tears. Let's go to Karbala. Let's not forget about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Why? Because I want to teach you and I want you to see the comparison. Lady Zainab alayha salam, on the night after Imam Hussein was slaughtered and killed, she was left alone with all the orphans, with all the children, none but her and her sister and Imam Zain al-Abidin, who was sick and he was ill, he couldn't do and help anyone. Lady Zainab, in the middle of the night, she was checking on all the children in that tent where she gathered all the orphans, everyone, until she made sure everyone went to sleep. Then she was counting, checking on everyone. Lady Zainab, suddenly wondering, looked at Umm Kulthum, her young sister. She told her, "Where is Sukayna?" Umm Kulthum said, "I don't know where Sukayna is. I did not see her." Lady Zainab alayha salam was worried. She looked further, she couldn't find Sukayna. So she left the tent, she went outside with Umm Kulthum. It was so dark at night in the field, in the ground of Karbala. Then she saw someone, a soldier. She told him, "Ya Hada, did you see a child walking lost astray?" He told her, "I don't know, but I've seen something moving around that area." Lady Zainab alayha salam with Umm Kulthum kept on going to that direction. They couldn't see anything, but suddenly Lady Zainab, as she came close to where Imam Hussein and all the dead people were, all the parties of Karbala, she heard a breath, someone breathing. She looked around, she got closer, she saw that young daughter of Imam Hussein. Her head was on the chest of Imam Hussein, hugging him, and she fell asleep. Lady Zainab alayha salam said, "My Lady Sukayna,
Muhammad Zainab. I miss my father. Every night he used to put me on his chest before he goes to sleep. Ah, ya Ahli Zainab, alayha salam, took Sukaina. Told her daughter, Sukaina, take some water, drink. Lady Sukaina alayhi salam told Lady Zainab, Amma, you drink first. Said no. Lady Zainab said, no, child. The young ones drink first. Sukaina alayhi salam took the water and started walking around in Karbala. Lady Zainab, wondering, Sukaina, what are you doing? Told her, Amma Zainab, you just told me the young ones have to drink. I'm looking for my brother Abdullah al-Fadir. Lady Zainab, alayhi salam, started crying. Sukaina, when Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, was leaving the camp to fight the last battle, Imam Hussein looked and said the farewell to everyone. Looked, where is Sukaina? Lady Zainab told her, Sukaina is sitting in the tent. She had her head between her knees crying. She saw Imam Hussein alayhi salam coming in, and she told him, Father Allah, run your hands over my head like they do to the orphans. Imam Hussein hugged her and said, يطول من منك البكاء إذا الحمى مدهاني لا تحرقي قلبي بدمعك حسرة بضبط سكينة don't burn my heart in you cry بعد أمل الروح في جثماني فإذا قتل فأدي أولى بالذي تأتينه يا خيرة النسوان لي زينب it's night she was sitting looking at her father Imam Ali عليه السلام she was shedding the tears Imam Ali looked at them said children this is the farewell أودعتكم الله ضج الأولاد بالبكاء the children were crying they were weeping بني حسن عليك أوصيك بأخيك الحسين take care of your brother Imam Hussein الإمام علي عليه السلام started mourning himself. Lady Zainab said, Wa abata, wa aliya, wa imama. Qala laha al-imam Ali, Bunayya Zainab, La tabki, don't cry now, Lady Zainab. Qala lahu Sayyidi, وأنت عزانا سيدي ومولاي إمام علي عليه السلام looked around at his children he looked at Lady Zainab as she's addressing him he's addressing her Imam Ali suddenly silent looking straight forward Lady Zainab looked at her father Abi Abu what is going on قال لها بنيا هذا حبيبي رسول الله This is my beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hada ammi Hamza. This is my uncle Hamza. Hada ammi Ja'far. This is my brother Ja'far. Ma'a jam'an min al-anbiya with all the prophets. Thumma adara ayna. He started looking around at each one of his children. It's
staring at each one of them. فقال لهم, he told them, حفظكم الله, سددكم الله, وخليفتي عليكم الله. Take care of one another. May Allah take care of you. لمثل هذا فليعمل العاملون. And this is what we work for. هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وصدق الله ورسوله. And God is the most sincere, the most truthful with what He promised us.
والقرآن تغير
Thank you.